dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Lots of features there. We give them to you. So, again, freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the site there by submitting things you find online that you think our listeners might like. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. From the Washington Times, washingtontimes.com, the follow-up piece here on something we've been talking about for the last year or so. Unfortunately, I wish we didn't have to talk about it, but it's a sign of the times. Look up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's the Washington Times. It's a drone, and it's watching you. That's what privacy advocates fear from a bill in Congress passed this week to make it easier for the government to fly unmanned spy planes in U.S. airspace. If you've been listening for a little while, you know we've talked about how
they're doing it.
Yeah, they tested these things in Houston about a year back, if I'm recalling correctly. They've been tested in other major cities since then. So it's the police departments that are going to be running these things. Probably Homeland Security will have some. I mean, for all you know, there's going to be different agencies with different drones flying over your city sometime soon.
Some of these drones are actually black helicopters.
Really? An actual unmanned helicopter?
Oh, yeah, they have them.
Wow, that's
I watched the show on the military channel. I'm probably the single most largest consuming Quaker of the military channel out there. But I watched the military channel, and they've got this black unmanned helicopter drone thing.
Wow.
It's small compared to a helicopter, but it's big. Like, you probably could fit a human in it. I don't know if it could hold, it could carry them, go aloft with them, but
that's incredible. I have to wonder about that. Like, as far as what happens if the drone loses radio connection with the remote control?
Yeah, like a plane would at least do a little gliding.
Well, I mean, if you had a human, then the human would be able to control the device, and it yep. wouldn't matter.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be a drone.
Right. So, like, what happens if the radio connection goes out? Does it
probably
just fall out of the sky?
The rotor doesn't stop spinning.
That's probably true.
That seems like a bad plan.
But any well. Little bit of any little bit of
the advantage here, Mr. Police Officer, is that when you lose radio contact, the blade just stops. So there's no chance of it falling out of the sky and killing somebody.
But I mean, these are very precision devices. Any amount of slight change off axis or whatever could send that thing careening into a building or whatever. I mean, it wouldn't be hard for it to lose total control if no one is actually controlling it.
Ian, it's the government's job to keep us safe. I don't see what the problem is.
1-855-450-FREE. So the FAA Reauthorization Act, which President Obama is expected to sign, also orders the Federal Aviation Administration to develop regulations for the testing and licensing of commercial drones by 2015. Privacy advocates say the measure will lead to widespread use of drones for electronic surveillance by police agencies across the country and eventually by private companies as well. There are serious policy questions on the horizon about privacy and surveillance by both government agencies and commercial entities, says Stephen Aftergood, who heads the Project on Government Secrecy at the Federation of American Scientists. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is also concerned about the implications for surveillance by government agencies. The provision in the legislation is the fruit of a huge push by lawmakers and the defense sector, that's the military-industrial complex, to expand the use of drones in American airspace, she added. According to some estimates, the commercial drone market in the United States could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars once the FAA clears their use. The agency projects that 30,000 drones could be in the nation's skies by 2020.
See, this is just insane, and something I wanted to... You said it was the Reauthorization Act.
Correct.
I think it's really telling when they have these... I'm sure they have Reauthorization Acts every year when something that they authorize to the government to do because of a time of crisis, well, oh, it's just for right now because things are scary and everything, so we need to have this higher level of authority over our citizens. But then they just reintroduce it into an act that no one usually ever hears about, and they just reauthorize it and reauthorize. How long before they stop even needing acts? And they're just like, well, once we have the authority to do something, we're just going to keep doing it.
Well, there's plenty of agencies that just set up rules and do whatever the heck they want. I mean, you know, these rules aren't laws passed by whatever the lawmaking body is in a democratic republic or whatever the bullcrap is that we're told about how this government works.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how often, I don't know if it's every year that they have to reauthorize the FAA. I'm not sure what the period of time is. But, of course, if we actually had liberty-oriented people in Washington, D.C., they could use this as an opportunity to abolish the FAA. But instead, with the Reauthorization Act, they're making it more powerful, they're allowing more government, and it's expanding the state.
Unfortunately, people that want to allow others to be free aren't attracted to Washington for whatever reason.
They want to work.
The highest profile use of drones by the U.S. has been in the CIA's Armed Predator drone program. And again, this brings up another question. How many of these 30,000 drones will be in the sky by 2020? Again, this is the agency's projection, so who knows how accurate it is. But if there actually are that many drones in the skies by 2020, how many of them will have gun turrets on them?
Oh, did you see the photos from the Super Bowl of the guy that's,
with the sniper?
The sniper guy at the Super Bowl. That's just creepy. How many people at the Super Bowl knew that guy was there?
No, nobody, except for the security crew, I would imagine.
So no one's even going to realize there's guns in the sky.
Of course, he had people in his crosshairs. I mean, he had Americans scanning
the crowd.
I just saw on that same show I told you, Future Weapons, last night, they have a remote control car thing that has a camera on it, so you can go get terrorists and buildings without putting U.S. assets in danger, or, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But these things have a little Uzi on them. If you can imagine what it's like, you're holed up for whatever reason. You don't want the government to come, in your home. You've said, no, you may not enter my home. I have, rights under the Fourth Amendment, blah, 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 blah. And you sound like a terrorist. We're going to drive our remote control car in there and shoot your butt.
Have you seen the tiny cannon? Did we look at that one night a long time ago? This thing is insane. If you search for tiny cannon on Google, it'll come up. The YouTube videos will come up, and it is the smallest little thing, but it does huge damage. It looks almost like a toy because it's so tiny. But
are you talking about a revolver?
No, it's a cannon. It's like gunpowder.
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Little cannonballs. Well, you were talking about this RC car, and it made me think of the tiny cannon.
Indeed, like I said, it has nothing to do with
what we're
talking
about. Do you want one, Ian?
No, not at all. They're incredibly dangerous. You'll put holes in things that just... No, it's terrible.
It's built like a little howitzer.
So, back to the story about the drones, according to the Washington Times. So, again, the question is, how many of these drones are actually going to be armed? But either way, it's really creepy. The vast majority of U.S. drone missions are flown for surveillance, according to the story. This, again, talking about the drones overseas. In Afghanistan, the use of the drone surveillance has grown so rapidly that it created a glut of video material to be analyzed. They had so many drones flying about recording video, they didn't have enough
government folks free.
Bureaucrats to actually sit there and watch it all, which, of course, is a problem that they ran into in London, where they have millions of CCTV cameras, but nowhere near as many bureaucrats
to watch them,
observe them. So that is kind of a hole in their plan, but that doesn't matter. The mentality here is what's important. The message, the symbolism of it is what's important, that we are watching you. Big Brother is in the skies. This is, creepy to the max, 1984, Orwellian society.
What do I have to hide?
Well, most of us, I think, have something to hide from the government. Everything's criminal.
I think a lot of people don't think they have a lot to hide from the government.
Joel Salatin, he's a farmer for a living, and he says that everything he wants to do is illegal. You can't even have raw milk in this country in some places. I mean,
going to be using these drones to go after Amish men.
Right, you could be hiding your
raw milk.
Milk
to people. And horse and buggy.
So the legislation in this case will order the FAA before the end of the year to expedite the process through which it authorizes the use of drones. So they're saying, speed it up. The FAA currently issues certificates which can cover multiple flights by more than one aircraft on a case-by-case basis. So they're looking to open that up. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. To control of the airwaves, 1-855-450-FREE. Is having drones in the sky, is that something that's going to make you feel all warm and safe inside? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
VaporSniff e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, SeaVeg.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight is Ian,
Allie,
and Mark,
inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we give to you. They are for free, like the bulletin board system. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's our forum, basically. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you want to get a free audio book, we've got the solution for you.
Yeah, this is actually a solution for how to consume the books that you want to consume without having to sit down and read them. Because that's, for me, the hardest. I've got all kinds of books piled up, that, and, you know, pamphlets and newsletters and magazines and things piled up that I need to go through, and they can sit for months. But what I do is, when I'm in the car running my errands, I listen to audiobooks. Makes it a heck of a lot easier to consume the information that I want. And to do it while I'm doing other things. Sometimes I'll do it while I'm at, sitting at my desk, or while I'm working out on the treadmill or whatever. And you can get a free audiobook and try it from audible.com. They're the world's leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. And they've got books in every category that you could possibly want, more than 150,000 titles. And just about anything you want, new ones, old ones, whatever. You can get a free download with your free gold membership at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get your free audiobook.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So the drones, of course, aren't the only news out there to talk about. Also, Freedom Watch has been taken off the air. Now, Freedom Watch is it done like right now, or is there still like another week of shows coming?
I couldn't say. I just heard it was taken off the air.
I just saw the news source say that it was just like a little thing from Fox Business Network saying what their new lineup is going to be, and that does not include Freedom Watch anymore.
And it's more businessy, right?
So they say.
Well, if it's anything like the radio business, typically you don't usually find out in advance that you're going to lose your job.
Not too much, because you can, they don't want jocks scuttling the station and saying bad things and stuff like that.
Right, they don't want you to get on the air and say something nasty about the general manager or something about
Here's my chance.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, well, if you knew what these people did, in their spare time. Or whatever.
Or try to announce where you're going to or what your new station's going to be.
I wasn't fired, I quit.
Well, all of those things. And so I'd say, just speculating, I'm doubting there's more Freedom Watch to come. Maybe there will be some left. Sometimes, you'll get a little courtesy from the higher-ups, and they'll actually let you say goodbye, which is always nice when that happens.
I think everyone's hoping that Judge Napolitano does what Adam Kokesh did when he wasn't on the air anymore, and you can just go to his YouTube channel and see what he's up to.
Yeah, he's gone completely independent. Kokesh was on the RT network, Russia Today, and then they canned him, and he went off and did his own thing over at AdamVersusTheMan.com, and there's a YouTube channel there.
He's doing great work.
Yeah, there's no reason why somebody like Judge Napolitano wouldn't be able to do that.
Beck's essentially doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Beck did leave Fox News. I don't know, did he get canned or did he leave on his own volition?
I think he did get
canned. I forget what happened there. I don't recall the details. But yeah, Beck started his own TV thing online, and so Napolitano could easily do that. I mean, I don't know him, but I'm imagining that he's okay with finances, so he could probably spin off into whatever it is he wants to do. So maybe not being on Fox Business will be the best thing that ever happened to him. There's that possibility.
With Free Talk Live, that's essentially what happened with us.
Right.
I mean, we were on, a relatively popular little FM station in Sarasota, Florida. We likely would have never done, would have only grown as much as they would have let us grow.
Clear Channel.
If they would have continued to let us stay there. They weren't paying us much, but it was a nice signal, and it was nice to get all those calls all the time. And they flipped the format to
rock. It was a rock station,
Alternative rock station. And, Free Talk Live was out of there, so we ended up having...
Well, they had promised us that we were going to get... Remember, they promised us that we were going... Well, you weren't on the show at this time.
Yes, I was.
They canned you out. No, they canned you.
Maverick Johnson called in and said we were going to... That he's like, man, you guys are awesome. We'll give you a... If anything ever happens with 105.9, we'll give you a weekday slot on 1450.
Really? Well, okay. Well, that was back when you were working for the station.
On air.
You got fired at one point from that.
From the show. From that's correct. From, well, I had quit Clear Channel, and I was in the office selling ads or something, you know, to, you know, doing some ad agency stuff with the, and then you asked me if I would, you know, sit in and answer phones, and so I did that, but,
Well, when we lost the gig at Clear Channel, you weren't on the show. It was me and Mike and Todd at that time. And they had told us that we were going to go on the AM station that they had just repurposed to be more of a local station. By the way, that station has since flipped format.
I was not there for that promise.
Correct.
But so I knew that promise was coming.
Right, so that was the promise, but they went back on their promise, and they brought Sean Hannity in instead. So the original plan was they were going to take Free Talk Live and put us on an afternoon drive and kind of promote the show to a better time slot, you know, during drive time. And that never ended up materializing, and at that, it was shortly thereafter that they let me go. They no longer needed my services.
They didn't give you a severance package.
I got a 4-week severance package, which, you know, wasn't bad.
You're probably one of the longest employees there at the time.
6 years. 6 years in radio in one place is a pretty long time. People tend to get fired quite a bit in this business.
So, essentially...
But, yeah, it set us free, and we were able to take the show. We took it to different stations around town and ended up getting syndicated
later. I'm sure
there
were, you know, more than our fair share of chuckles about our show in the, couple few years that it was, you know, on some AM stations around Sarasota. Wasn't nearly as popular. Certainly wasn't getting as many calls as it was, but...
Hardly anyone could hear us.
Nobody's
WGMY.
Chuckling now.
Right. In fact, we're on a number of Clear Channel stations now, and had we stayed with Clear Channel, I can't imagine that the corporate bosses at Clear Channel would have ever seen the vision for Free Talk Live from the inside of the company.
I can't either. I can't imagine that Free Talk Live would have gone anywhere.
I can't even see us having ever syndicated out of Sarasota on Clear Channel. It seems unlikely. They tried it one time back when we were on the FM station. It was a duplicate, basically. A syndicated station of some of their Orlando and West Palm Beach FM talk products, mm-hmm. And that didn't work out for Clear Channel. They didn't stick with it long enough. They didn't give it the promotion that it needed, and they called it quits. And those shows are no longer syndicated anywhere except for the XM channels now, which Clear Channel owns. The ones that we're on, those are Clear Channel run XM channels, and so we've had far more success without being controlled by a big corporation than we would have, I think, under their control. And they probably would have started to hand down edicts on what we could and could not talk about.
Absolutely.
And it would have been a far less free talk sort of a situation.
Yeah, I don't know how viable Free Talk Live would be from their corporate model. It includes a lot more profit. For Free Talk Live, it's essentially you and I. I mean, my wife does a little bit of the books. I mean, thank you for Allie for coming in. You know, your paycheck of nothing is waiting for you on the way.
I got a free knockoff Sharpie today. I don't know what you're
That's
talking
right.
about.
She got a Sharpie from China.
But, you know, there wouldn't be enough profit at this, you know, the way we're running the show, built in to run, you know, to keep a building with the lights on and all kinds of employees going.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, it took 6 years to get to profitability, or five or 6 years.
Clear Channel doesn't like those kind
of They're not going to wait that long. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include our mobile site, masinmobile.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. And it will allow you to access our archives via the podcast or also the live streams, all of it free, of course, m.freetalklive.com. Coming up here in less than 2 weeks, the kickoff of the 2012 Liberty Forum. It's happening again at the National Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a beautiful hotel, and there are going to be hundreds of beautiful people inside it because it's a great movement of amazing folks who are actually coming here as part of the Free State Project to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. The Free State Project, that's what it's about, is bringing liberty-minded people all to the same place in order to reach out to people, to change people's hearts and minds, to get active in pursuit of liberty. And it's pretty exciting because we already have 1,000 participants in the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. We've got over 11,000 that have signed and pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And we're looking to get to 20,000, so we still have a little ways to go, but people aren't waiting until 20,000. They're coming now. And the Liberty Forum is a great chance to come up, experience New Hampshire, meet some of those hundreds of people that have already made the move, and decide for yourself whether or not this is the right movement for you. I can tell you,
I didn't go to the Liberty Forum prior to moving here. I was already sold on the idea.
There wasn't a Liberty Forum prior to us moving here.
You're right. There was Porkfest, though.
That's correct.
I didn't go to any Free State Project events prior to moving here. I didn't visit New Hampshire prior to moving here. I was so sure it was the right thing for me.
I did.
But maybe you're not so sure. I can tell you, if you come to the Liberty Forum, you'll likely have all the information you need to make up your mind. Because this is a social movement. It's about getting together with other people who are of like mind and doing things together. Allie, you're here doing a variety of different sorts of things besides working and touching base with people as you interact with the community.
Doing a lot more than I ever did before.
No doubt. Down in Alabama is where you're from. And, yep. Of course, we're from Florida, and I'm doing more in a week here than I did in a year in Florida. And I was one of the busiest people in Florida. Well, maybe it's a little exaggeration, but it's a lot more going on a weekly basis here than anywhere else.
Which part is an exaggeration that you do more in a week?
Yeah, maybe it's like 2 weeks.
Depends on the week.
Here. Yeah, because, you know, I did a fair amount in Florida, but it wasn't near as effective because I didn't have hardly anyone helping me.
I'd agree with that.
And so it makes a huge difference to have numbers, and that's what we're working on doing, is getting more and more people here. You're also involved in Free Keen TV.
Yep.
You're doing independent video production outside of the TV studio as well. And you can get involved in some of this stuff and meet some of these great people. I know Allie's going to be there. And you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get signed up and use coupon code FTL2012. That's coupon code FTL2012. That coupon will save you 10% on the already pretty affordable prices for this convention. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's where you can learn about all the great guest speakers that they're going to have there, get the schedule of events. And I believe that it is confirmed now that during, I think it's Friday afternoon, during sort of a kind of a break, I guess it's like right after the speakers are done in the afternoon, Kelly Voluntarist from FreeKeen.com is going to be going back to Manchester Airport. If you haven't seen it, there's a fresh video up over at FreeKeen.com. I haven't even seen this one yet. It's the one with our very own Derek J from Tuesday Nights and Kelly Voluntarist, both stripping down to their underwear, basically.
Their unmentionables.
In the airport and handing out information to folks about the TSA, anti-TSA information, basically. And I haven't seen the video yet myself. I just saw it popped up on the site today. So
I think Kelly's wearing more of like a sexy swimsuit.
Looks more swimsuity, yeah. She did have lingerie on the first time she went in there, though. And so she's going to be doing that again. I don't know. I imagine Derek J is going to join her again and then maybe more people since it's the Liberty Forum. And there are going to be hundreds of people at the hotel. You know, we'll carpool up to Manchester Airport directly from the hotel. And who knows how many people are going to, celebrate their right to... I don't know. I guess they're not celebrating. They're protesting the TSA, but it's definitely a happy sort of a protest. They're not angry in any way, shape, or form. Lots of smiles are seen when people take off their clothes at the airport.
Yeah, they were taking people wanted pictures with them and everything. It was a big spectacle. It looked like at the airport. I saw a video of people coming up to Kelly and Derek and asking, "Can I get my picture with you?"
That's funny.
Yeah.
So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get registered there, FTL2012, the coupon code. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. So we were talking about Andrew Napolitano, losing his gig at Fox News. Now, does anybody know, has he been fired completely?
No, I understand, he's going to be continuing to do stuff with Fox.
So he'll still be like the talking head guy that they have on the shows,
yes,
basically, here and there?
He updated his Facebook and just sent a message to fans. I can read it if you'd like.
If you've got it handy, sure.
He says, "As many of you have no doubt heard, Freedom Watch will end next week."
He does have some time.
Yeah. "The good folks who own these studios and these cameras have other uses for them. We have a marvelous ride together, or we've had a marvelous ride together, and I know from the thousands of emails that have come our way that you have been faithful to the message of freedom and to your night watchman as its temporary messenger. Your night watchman is not going anywhere. I will be all over the Fox News channel, just as I was before Freedom Watch, and I might even have some surprises in store for you, not the least of which will be the grand finale sometime next week. The angels and the saints who close the doors also open them."
This is true.
Angels are a baseball team. The Saints are a football team. I don't understand.
I get what he's saying, though, and it's an important point, and touches on what we were saying before, is that sometimes when life will deal you what seems to be a bad hand, you never know what's coming next, and
it's always a good idea to keep a smile on your face too, because he could be a real princess about this and make a big fuss,
sure,
and they'll just can him and send him out the door.
I think he's handling it in a very professional manner. Yeah. It's the way to go. In fact, there were some emails that were flying around today between certain activists, and one of them pointed out that it's, you know, they disagreed with the idea of a boycott over this.
Yeah.
They felt like boycotting was a very emotional thing to do.
Some people are upset, though, and right. I get that some people are upset. That happens, and, you know, yeah, I understand being upset.
But the suggestion was that a boycott could ultimately backfire, and that if it's based on emotion, then it's not going to be very effective.
Well, boycotts can often show your position to be a weak one. You know, I mean, if Free Talk Live audience, let's boycott Target tomorrow. You know, I'm just picking some store out of. I mean, they're never even going to feel the crunch. They're not even going to know what happened.
Any idea? No. Yeah. So, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not going to boycott anything because I don't watch Fox News in the first place. So
this is actually Fox Business was what he was on.
It's still a Fox News product.
Indeed. The word Fox is in it.
Right. It's a Fox News product, as I understand it. Fox Business is basically a subsidiary of
But Fox Business runs independently. Fox...
Do they?
...craps all over Ron Paul, whereas Fox Business essentially gives them all the accolades they possibly can. Hmm. So, you know.
And John Stossel still is on the channel.
Indeed.
I understand it.
Stossel!
I haven't seen his show in a long time either, but it was good. The episodes I saw were very good.
Yeah.
So, 855, I just feel like... You know, can I really get something out of this? Is it really worth my time?
I recorded both of them on my, you know, TiVo thing. I've got DirecTV or whatever, and it's got some product that allows you to... I don't even know what to call it. I have no name for this, but I can watch shows that have already existed. And I just... They would pile up, and I wouldn't be able to watch them. When I did watch them, oh, my goodness, these people are talking about the ideas of liberty. Frankly,
right.
I know
I
this
agree
stuff.
With you.
You know,
yes.
if it was some kind of historical thing or something, you know, I could learn something, that's
something
fine.
New,
but
something
mostly,
fresh, yeah.
It's the basics.
The silver lining of all this is that all those Napolitano watchers will maybe have to turn to Free Talk Live now.
Maybe.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I like where he's coming from. You know, you've got to keep your eyes and ears open. Be open to the opportunities that the universe will present to you after something bad happens. And also, don't be afraid to go out and make your own, because they say that you create your own luck in life, whoever they are.
Yes.
I've heard they say it.
Who are they?
I don't know, but they say a lot of things, don't they? But it is true. You never know what doors or windows are going to open up after some close. I think that's really prescient. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whenever somebody loses a job they've had for a long time, I like to suggest to them that it could be the best thing that ever happened to them.
Yep.
Get you out of your comfort zone. You know? 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, if your comfort zone involves throwing a frisbee at the beaches in L.A., you are going to be in trouble.
You're out of your comfort zone.
Because the lawmakers are very upset about this frisbee action. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-453, SACL-CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark, and inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. You want to help support Free Talk Live, promote the show. We've got flyers that will help you do that, web banners, graphics, high-res graphics, actually. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and access those things, plus you get details on how to get a free bumper sticker. Promote.freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, lawmakers or enforcers, who is to blame? Allie is going to dig into that question here in a little bit. But first, I want to tell you about what's happening out in Los Angeles. According to CBS News, which is one of the worst news reporting organizations online consistently that I've ever seen. From market to market, CBS News just seems to have really bad copy editing. I don't think it's the same guy that's in charge of every CBS website, but it's just bad. Anyway, when you head down to the beach for a little fun this summer, according to CBS, county officials want you to know about some updated rules. The Board of Supervisors this week agreed to lift an all-out ban on playing with footballs, other balls, and frisbees on the beach, according to the media statement released by the L.A. County Department of Beaches and Harbors. That update means that beachgoers may toss balls and frisbees with lifeguards' permission on beaches in L.A. County between Memorial Day and Labor Day. However, citations may be given out to individuals who ignore lifeguards' orders. According to Lucy Kim from the L.A. County Department of Beaches and Harbors, a first-time offender will have to pay a $100 fine. For a second offense, beachgoers will face a $200 fine. Three or more within 1 year will result in a $500 fine. The new ball and frisbee tossing rules will be relaxed during the winter off-season. The ordinance also prohibits digging any hole deeper than 18 inches into the sand, except where permission is granted.
Oh, my gosh.
Are people digging traps and putting punji sticks down there? If I could just get this hole dug here, that pretty girl in a bikini will fall in and I go, ever.
The what? Ordinance.
What is happening out there?
That's a good idea.
They love that.
If you have permission for a film and television production service, you will then be able to dig a hole in the sand. So if you're
it
filming
puts the lotion on its skin, yeah. Or it gets the hose again.
If you're filming some sort of a TV show, you'll be able to do it if you ask permission first. So apparently, this is actually a I don't know. Is this a step in the right direction? apparently, playing with balls and frisbees on the beach
was completely outlawed.
Completely outlawed previously. Is this like less government?
It just seems like what we normally do on the beach. I'm just really surprised.
So are lifeguards some kind of, are they kind of like cops or something?
The beach police, yeah.
Okay.
Apparently they
really
are now.
I think that they've always been sort of in charge of the beach.
Really? I thought the lifeguards were there to save lives.
That's what police are there for. Saving lives.
No, I thought really lifeguards were there to save lives. They sit up in their little stand, flirt with the girls, and then, you know,
I think
they
that's what most of them believe that they're there for.
If they
initially
see some kid drowning, they're going to run out and save them, and, you know, hopefully they're going to maybe do CPR, and that'll be the end of their job. Right? They call the ambulance or something like that.
Well, one of my best friends back home, Lisa, was a lifeguard for a bunch of years, and she just liked it because, not like one of these cops on the beach, but for private clubs and stuff, for their pools, she would lifeguard. And
sure,
it was just, you know, an easy job. You would, every once in a while, some kid would, like, start to drown, and she'd have to jump in and save him. But that didn't happen that often.
Now, if you're at a private pool, then I would imagine a lifeguard may be being more of an enforcer, like no running or no horsing around and
right,
that sort of thing.
Lifeguards have a whistle, and they blow it all the time.
Even yeah, at the regular
yes,
beach? Huh. What do they blow it about?
Like, I've had the whistle blown at me several times for swimming out too far. No,
really?
Swimming out too far.
Are you one of those people that swims out where your family's all worried about you, like you're going to float off?
I, for a summer, decided that I was going to do the fear swim instead of my normal cardio routine. I was going to do swimming at the beach, and I was going to swim out as far as I was able to in order to conquer my fear of things swimming underneath me.
What about undertow and sharks?
Well, undertow doesn't really exist out too far, and sharks was exactly the reason I was going to do the was doing the swim. So I
face your fears.
So I would swim
even
out,
even if they're real.
You know, half of a mile, and
jeez,
you know, a good long ways. I was in my late 20s. I was in fine shape, you know, to be doing this, and it'd drive the lifeguards bananas. But 3 days a week, you know, I'm just going to swim. You know,
so
you're
they
just a man with
you
a whistle. What are you going to do?
Okay, so they didn't stop you. They just blew their whistle at you.
That, more times than once.
And how did, were you like the only one out there? How do you know they were yelling at you? Did they say something specific? Or like,
no, I would just keep swimming, so they would, you know.
Were they shouting?
They never confronted me on the beach. I wasn't
there. So you don't
one
know. They could have been blowing a whistle at some kid, you know,
running around,
kid or
which
like
is
that
exactly what you were talking about. And I said lifeguards have whistles and they blow them all the time.
Well, apparently they're going to be blowing them a lot. I don't remember it from being in Florida, Mark, but apparently they blow them a lot down in L.A. County for people playing ball on the beach. Though now, if you want to play frisbee, you will have to ask permission. And I don't know what the different, you know, I don't know what the rules are as far as how you get permission from the lifeguard to play frisbee. That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
So is this a smaller government provision? I'm just wondering. You know,
it's
what
pathetic.
What would, it was a total ban before, but now playing with a football or a frisbee or another ball is allowed, but only when you beg for permission. So have they really done anything to actually reduce the involvement of government in our lives?
I
would say no.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of like the whole marijuana. Should we, you know, decriminalize or legalize it? Well, a lot of people who want to legalize it want to tax it and regulate it, too, so that's not great.
Well, maybe you could liken it to that in some way, but I would say that even legalized marijuana is way better than prohibited marijuana, simply because we're not filling the jails with peaceful people under a legalized marijuana scheme.
Well, yeah,
yes,
at least I hope the jails aren't full in this place where it's currently illegal.
You mean of frisbee players?
This is a $100 fine, and it's doubtful that, A, that people would pay it, and B, that...
people pay fines all the time. What are you talking about?
I don't know what they'd pay. You know.
People pay whatever they're told to pay, typically, or else they go to jail.
Not in Massachusetts on the marijuana fines.
Typically, they... Right. There are some fines, Mark, like in Massachusetts, where the marijuana provisions have been written to where
I don't know
there's
if somebody
no enforcement
will take a frisbee fine seriously, Ian. That's what I mean.
I think most people take fines seriously. The reason why no one pays in Massachusetts is because the word spread, word of mouth spread, that there was no punishment for not paying the fine. If you get a fine here in New Hampshire and you don't pay, you go to jail. for $50 a day. Now, I don't know what they do to you out in Los Angeles, but I don't imagine it's very nice.
Yeah, I certainly don't imagine, want to go to an L.A. jail for right. $50 a day.
I don't imagine they're just letting it slide out in L.A. if they're issuing fines to people. But I could be wrong. And if you know more and you want to enlighten us, feel free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I would say this is even more of a null, you know, null change, because now you have to ask permission to play with the football, whereas before you just couldn't play with it at all. At least there was no permission process. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's in any way better in any way, shape, or form.
It's better, but only mitigably.
Because now they get to tell you where you can play and under what circumstances you can
and
play.
And it forwards the police state, essentially. You must ask the authority figure in order to do whatever.
To beg permission.
Yeah, you have to beg permission to do what is would just be a normal activity on the beach. And, you know, what about volleyball?
Now, no volleyball. Balls. No balls.
No, there was no volleyball?
No balls allowed on the beach. No balls, no frisbees.
Hmm.
No playing with anything that is beside yourself,
I
suppose.
What about buckets and shovels and stuff like that?
Well, as long as you don't dig a hole, it's more than 18 inches.
Right. You better bring a measuring tape with you, I guess.
Oh, I bet the lifeguard will be walking around. Can you imagine this? The
he's
lifeguard
probably got it measured out.
The lifeguard comes
in
some
inches.
Little kids, like little hole he's dug so he could build a sandcastle, and he sticks a stick
sticks
in it.
Stick in there, yeah. Sticks his measuring tape in. Oh, you're in violation.
Here's a ticket.
Right. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, this is where it would be interesting to have kids being involved in activism. I know a lot of parents are very afraid of putting their families on the line, and I don't blame them for that. But what would happen if you had, say, you know, a couple of eight-year-olds go out there and just start throwing a ball around right in front of the lifeguard? Like, you know, don't tell the lifeguard who your parents are so they can come after the parents, because that's what they're going to want to do, right? Issue a ticket to the parents names. But what are they going to do? What are they going to do to the kids?
I don't know what they're going
to
do to the kids.
Are they going to come out and call the cops out and arrest them? I mean, how incredible would it be to get video footage of the LAPD coming out and handcuffing a little boy for playing frisbee with his, you know, with his friend?
They're arresting kids in school. They're tasering six-year-olds. Yeah. I don't doubt for a second that they'd do this.
I didn't say I would doubt that they would do it. I just said how amazing would it be to get video footage of it.
Yes, well, how amazing would it be to get video footage? I'd prefer that not to happen to my son.
To your son, sure.
Thanks.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. I mean, how much more insane can you get? Oh, I'm sure they'll answer that question soon enough. Hour 3. It seems like they always manage to top the absurdity. Sometimes I literally am surprised with how absurd the state can be. All right, so 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.